The seven districts applied for the grant together as the Roadmap District Consortium. They'll share $40 million over the next 4 years. The districts say they'll use the money to beef up preschool programs, enrich science and math learning in the primary grades, and offer training and testing subsidies to high schools. Dr. Susan Enfield is superintendent of the Highline School District, which will get a chunk of that money. She says the deep cuts over the last few years mean even a modest payday is a big deal.
Any influx of resources is helpful. So it's not like we each got $40 million for our district. It's $40 million spread across seven over 4 years. However, it may allow us to free up monies that we're already using for something to do something else. So that's important.
Other members of the winning coalition are Seattle, Renton, Kent, Tukwila, Federal Way, and Auburn. The joint application was one of 16 selected for funding out of more than 370 applicants. This round of grants is the first dedicated to school districts and groups of districts. Previous awards have gone to states. Washington fell short in its first application for funding, but landed a grant in December of last year. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.